I need to make a note when I come back to the studio because I realize that I don't think I give guests enough time to let them know we're going to do live radio. Rob Blanchard, though, is no stranger to Melissa in the Morning and WICC.
Good morning.
Hi. Although I've never really ambushed you at a diner before.
No, but it's nice. It's a good change of scenery.
Right?
I was just here yesterday getting coffee with,
with
somebody.
You?
Yeah.
Of course you were.
Always.
Always. This man is, he's very busy on so many levels. Personally, dad,
husband, got to do those things, most importantly.
The most important jobs, the best jobs, running not even
for,
feeling jobs.
Running for Senate, serving on the RTM. I'll be supporting the education budget next week. So.
And I mean, it was
got
only.
One vote at least.
Right. Oh, so you're going to, okay, you're good with that budget?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Well, Testani told me he would let me know how that goes next week, so we'll see.
Okay. I think he'll be okay.
That's good
to know. They kept it reasonable this year.
Okay. Love to hear that. Prior to that, though, Rob, literally just weeks ago, were also working in the Lamont administration, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
The governor's communications director, and then switched over to his campaign, so I'm still telling him what to say, what not to say.
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go. Always connected. I swear, you just know everybody, it seems like, Rob. It's crazy. You and I got connected, though, really now a couple of years ago, which is pretty amazing. Time flies when you're having fun. And you had run for this Senate seat.
Yes.
This time, second go around, feeling a little bit different, though.
Much different, a lot better. It's an open seat, so and the climate is a lot better. I'm now in my third year on the RTM, so certainly continuing to get ingratiated in all the local issues, getting to know everyone. But the issues haven't changed. 2 years ago, I was running on lowering the cost of health care, child care, ensuring that folks have options for housing, and trying to bring down the cost of living. So still the same and still trying to work on those issues.
I mean, so, Rob, I got to be honest. You did not hesitate, like, even a second. I was waiting for the text. I was a little mad that you didn't text me. But as soon as we had Senator Wong come on the show to announce that he was officially not running for reelection, I'm like, the clock is ticking. I will hear from Rob. I would imagine. I don't know if you had already planned on running, though, regardless of what Senator Wong was going to do. Were you planning on running?
I had planned on running, but okay. I wanted to give him a day and give him his respect. I certainly appreciate his years of service. But thought it, he deserved a day, and then I filed the next day on April 1st at the start of the fundraising quarter. In a way, I didn't stop running. I spent the last 2 years going to Newtown, Easton, and Bethel, continuing to stay involved in their communities and in touch with their elected leaders. And I spent 2025 going to their communities to knock on doors for so many of the candidates that were helpful to me. And it seemed like a good opportunity, and the issues are still front and center. So I'm in it.
What do you feel, if you get elected into this seat in November, what would you say are some of your top priorities? And I know, obviously, you just kind of gave the biggest issues that people are facing, but how do you plan to address it directly for Fairfield, Easton, Newtown?
The biggest thing for me that people have to keep in mind is, I know we hear there's so many Democrats in the state Senate as it is. I'm not going there to be another Democrat. I'm going there to be basically the only person under the age of 40, as far as I can tell, that is really grappling with this affordability issue that everyone is dealing with. And it's not just people our age, it's seniors, it's small business owners. So I want to bring down the cost of health care, which is really driving up our property taxes, because when we have to pay for better quality health care for our teachers, public works employees, and others, we pay for that through our property taxes. And so we need to find a way to pull together communities and resources to bring down the cost of health care. I think it's important that we diversify, and you and I have talked a lot about this, housing. The options in Fairfield, and my wife and I have been actively looking, are either an apartment that is sometimes more expensive than New York City, or a Cape that's been leveled and it's now a $1.2 million house, not even that close to the beach. And that's tough.
Where's the middle ground, right?
There's no middle ground. And if I try to buy that, I'll be paying for it till I'm 80, and that's not ideal either. Mm. And then the other issue is child care. My wife has a busy job as well, and Fridays are it's chaos in our house because it's 2 days a week with my in-laws and 2 days a week at daycare, and then we need to do a third day, and it's $1,800
a month. And thank God you have family, by the way, Rob, because my husband and I found ourselves in that situation. Thank God for my mom, who lives here in Fairfield, and we had just a very dear friend of ours who wanted to do kind of a nanny job. And hence, for people who ask why I still work at 3 o'clock in the morning, that's why. I've got to be honest. When people say, I'm like, hey, I wanted to cut down on child care costs so I could get home by 11 o'clock in the morning. That is really why I took a morning job, to be honest. And I've stayed in it because I like it for whatever reason. But I digress. But you're right. I think if you don't have the in-laws or a relative that's living nearby, or you have the job of flexibility and not everyone can work from home, that continues to be an issue.
And it's the simple message is this. My wife grew up here. Her parents grew up here. Her grandparents grew up here. But we're having a hard time affording to live in the community, and a lot of communities are like this, that people grew up in, or that they raise their families and don't want to retire here. And that's my simple message. How do we make it so that people can stay here in their communities, in their homes, in this state, and continue to grow it without pushing people out or exacerbating this affordability crisis?
I'm curious, Robin. It's probably this is probably a weird question, but I'm going to ask you anyways because you become a friend of mine. Have you talked to or consulted with Senator Huang at all? I know he sat in the seat for a very long time. This was a very tough decision for him to walk away from his post. But to me, he was a very unique Republican in the sense that he didn't always toe the party line. I do think he tried in any effort he could to work bipartisan. So have you spoken to him at all, or have you connected with him? Do you plan to?
I'd be happy to sit down with him and hear his ideas. I know that the one area that he and I were talking a lot about last time in 2024 was this sort of, not to put your listeners to sleep early in the morning, it's called a MEWA, Multiple Employer Welfare Arrangement. It's sort of a health care plan that CBIA was pushing.
The association plan.
The association plan, right. Exactly. He and I both were talking a lot about that, and that is still, I think, a sort of mini public option where you take businesses and a chamber of commerce.
It's such a good idea.
And you pull together and bring down costs. I'd love to kind of carry the mantle that he started and to continue to work on that issue for sure.
I love to hear that, Rob, because I think it's a no-brainer. And I don't understand, even if you were to have a public option, now you got me going, why you can't have multiple, because really a public option is more for the individual versus the association plans are really more for businesses.
Yes.
I don't understand why we can't have both. Like, we need to build our health insurance marketplace.
Options are good.
I know, but the association plan did not pass this session. Again, it got
rejected.
Hasn't
gotten much traction this session, and I think CBAA and some of the other organizations kind of threw their hands up in the air after 2024, and it's a conversation we have to have, because it's what's people want to hire more. Small businesses want to hire more people. They want to give them good benefits, but it's one of the biggest cost drivers for a lot of them.
Yeah, I agree with you. Rob, I want to thank you so much for being part of the Diner Tour, especially because I know you're juggling a little kiddo who's so handsome, by the way, and growing way too quickly.
What does he look like, you think?
Honestly, he's a good mix of the two of you, and I'm not just saying that. It's not. It's not, because I actually felt... Full disclosure, when did I run into you? Like a few months.
You ran into us in Target.
I ran into you at Target. And what did my son say? Because you asked that question.
I poll everybody.
And Chase literally said, I don't know, because he kind of looks a little bit like mom and dad. And Chase had never met Rob before. But it's true.
I was impressed.
It's true. Although maybe I just media trained him way too well. But it's true. I really can't tell. Because there's a part of his face that is so your wife. And then but he has these little mannerisms that kind of look like you. But I guess that's what making kids is, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's what it is.
He's still a boy, jumping off tables, chairs.
Yeah, he's 100% a boy, for sure. He's just jumping off of everything. But that's fine. It's going to get worse, let me tell you. Chase ripped open his knee literally last week, so get ready for that. But you've got years.
Plenty of time.
It's totally
I will
cool.
say the difference between this run and the last run is we are not going to time Election Day with a pregnancy.
Seriously.
We learned some lessons last time.
Right? Are you sure? There's no announcements coming right now? We're not expecting anybody? Okay. I mean, if you were, congratulations. But yes. Okay. That's good to know. So it's going to be a little less pressure this go around.
Yes.
Rob, you are always a joy. Thank you so much.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me here. It's awesome.
Yes, you too. We're going to be right back. Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour, stop number one right here at Southport Diner in just a few minutes.